Following a flight from Singapore to London Heathrow Airport with 237 passengers and 19 crew members, the night of July 29, 2009, the commander visually checked to ensure that the aircraft parking information system, also called a visual docking guidance system, at the assigned stand had been activated. He also checked that the aircraft clearance zone was clear before turning the aircraft into the stand. He noted that the lateral guidance was illuminated and interpreted this as the system having been activated. However, the visual docking guidance system had not been activated. A wiring defect was causing the lateral guidance to illuminate. The commander initially had not noticed that the alphanumeric display of the aircraft type B747, which indicates that the system is active and is programmed properly for the arriving aircraft, was not illuminated. The ground technician had arrived on stand 5 minutes before the 747 and had noticed that a number of baggage containers had been parked improperly. Because of this, he did not activate the docking guidance system before he went to terminal building to seek help in moving the baggage containers and to summon a marshaller to guide the aircraft. As he was about to enter the terminal building, the ground technician heard the aircraft taxiing in. He moved back onto the stand and attempted to signal the pilot to stop, using his hands to form a cross above his head. His signal was not seen by the crew, and with the aircraft not stopping, he ran around the front of the stand and activated the stop button. As the commander taxied the 747, he became concerned that he did not see the aircraft type on the docking guidance system display or a readout of distance to go. So he stopped the aircraft, and this was coincident with the word stop illuminating. The cowling on the left outboard engine had been dented when it struck the baggage cart before the airplane came to a stop 11 meters beyond the correct stopping point.